That chokehold was something else, boy. That's the one. I wish they grabbed Jim Brown around the neck. Well, Jim just take the arm and go, "Don't do that."
That's my man, Jim Brown. Me and him partners, Jack. "Hey, what's happening, baby brother?"
Jim, my real good friends, motherfucker, go,
"What's happening, little bro? Ain't nothing to it." "Shit, all right."
Big nigga's leg, one of his legs as big as me.
"What's happening? Goddamn."
He come over to the house. If you ain't up, you think it's an earthquake. The nigga walking in the door.
"Say, oh shit, it's an earthquake." "Just Jim, bro. Ain't nothing to it."
Motherfucker was voted athlete of the century, right? Played football 9 years, gained all the yards you could possibly gain in the world, never got hurt, and never missed the motherfucking game. Now they got people get hurt in practice. And Jim played football when there wasn't but about 8 or 9 niggas playing. So you know he didn't have nobody blocking for him. Right, Jim just go in the huddle, say,
"Give me the ball."
Right, and sometimes Jim said the motherfuckers used to elbow him in the nuts and hit him in the Adam's apple and shit. You know, Jim said he'd never get mad, never say nothing. He'd just get up and say,
"That's gonna cost you 35 yards.
He'd go back to the huddle.
"Give me the ball."
Right, motherfuckers be hanging on. About 8 motherfuckers be begging Jim, "Please, Jim, we're on TV. Could you please? Would you fall down for us, please? My kids are watching. Please, Jim, please." One time, Jim bit a motherfucker's finger off. Cat stuck his hand inside Jim's face mask. Referee said, "Why'd you do that?"
Jim said, "All outside this mask belonged to him. All inside belonged to me."
And he's a beautiful, sensitive dude, man. We've been partners a long time. Got a lot of motherfucking integrity, you know what I mean? But it seems that some people have a death wish and like to fuck with him. And that's all it can be, is a death wish.
I mean, that's the motherfucker say, "I can't find a building to jump off of. Let's go up to Jim Brown's house and fuck with him."
Because the nigga don't know nothing about the back down, you know, and he don't mind if you do. You know, I mean, but you can't just say to Jim, like,
"You don't get out of the way, I'm gonna kick your ass."
Because Jim say, "Well, that's the ass whooping I gotta take." See, that make a motherfucker start negotiating right away.
"Excuse me, Jim, could I speak to you for a moment? I'll give you the wife, kids, and the car. And on my part, I'll just get the fuck out of your face. What do you say?"
I used to have a rubber brick at my house, you know, look just like a real brick though. And I'd fuck with people, right? They come up to me, I say, "Oh nigga, you know what the fuck you talking? Say, Jack, what the fuck you doing? Rubber brick throwing motherfucker." I threw it at Jim Brown one day, the nigga didn't even blink. And because he didn't blink, I panicked. I said, "Oh shit, I done fucked around and threw a real brick." I said, "Please, God, don't let me be here when he throw it back." And the brick hit Jim, bounced off, just said, "Huh, huh, huh." I had a friend, he's gonna have a fight with Jim. Another big nigga, about 6'5". You know what I'm saying? 8 dudes was holding his ass. He was gonna get in and just say, "Motherfucker, Jim, let me go, motherfucker. Motherfucker, Jim Brown." And he said, Jim said something that just chilled his shit.
Right, he said, Jim said, "Gentlemen, I think if you let the man go, he could express himself a little better."
Motherfucker said, he started whispering to the motherfuckers that was holding him. He said,
"Any of you niggas let go of me, I'll kill any motherfucker to take air finger off my body. Now just ease my ass out the door." That's right. Don't start no shit.